scripture reading schedule, as you find it in the second portion, continues our journey through the Psalter. We have before us in the week ahead Psalms 132 through 134. And for sake of time, I wish to draw your attention just to one of those Psalms, Psalm 139. A particularly delightful psalm in this time when we delight in the removal of Roe v. Wade. This psalm touches upon the Lord's knowledge of our individuality, our personhood, while yet being formed in the womb. And one of the many passages that highlight the need to treat the child in the womb as God would have us treat that child, as a person known by Him. In Psalm 139, the psalmist, David, has particular delight in several of the things he describes about God. It's important to see how he delights in them. He describes the omnipresence of God, that no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, the Lord is altogether there. He is completely aware of where I am and what I'm doing at all times. He also describes the omniscience of God. Even the things that I am going to say, the words that are on my mouth, verse 4, "Behold, O Lord, you know it altogether." God has a full, unbounded knowledge of me. And this, for David, is just the beginning of delight in God. It's important to recognize that this is a delight, and the other attributes described by David are a delight only to the godly. There was an existentialist philosopher, Jean-Paul Sartre, a French philosopher. He took particular issue with this. He said, "This is exactly why I want to be an atheist, because I don't want there to be a God who knows everything about me all the time, who knows where I am at all times, everything I'm doing at all times, and everything that I would say and thus think at all times." Sartre found that just an awful thought. Well, to the godless, yes, there's nothing but terror at the thought of who God is. For the psalmist, this just begins the delight. He goes on to delight in the sovereignty and providence of God in verses 9 and following. "No matter where I am, you're there and you're taking care of me. You're attending to me." This is delightful to the psalmist. He marvels at being formed as a baby in the womb, verses 13 and following. And he delights in the eternality of all of this. That before I was born, before I was conceived, you already knew everything about me. And then marvelously formed me from the womb, knitting me together until now, as it would be David, he is a full-grown man, a mighty warrior. He says, this is just amazing what God has done, and the fullness of his knowledge, his omnipresence, his omniscience, his sovereignty and providence in my life. These are causes for David's great delight. And it moves him to identify with the mission of God. He then goes on to say that he hates the things that God hates. And David, in his particular calling, was to be a king and warrior for God, to fight the enemies of God. And he loves that. He identifies fully with his calling because it comes from God. And so he identifies with the mission of God and desires to see God destroy all of his enemies, all of God's enemies. "Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God." And then he rejects personally, David does, those who are bloodthirsty men. Again, everything about God, as David becomes deeper and deeper invested in this understanding of God, excites David, and he pours out that delight in the psalm. Again, for the godless, this is a terror. But for the godly, David wants more of this. He closes out the psalm by then calling on God to search him. God already knows everything about him. He says, you know what? I want the benefit of that. I want God to ferret out anything that would hinder that full relationship with him. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The godly desire the fullness of the examination of God, his fullness of presence, because they know him as Savior. They know him as Redeemer. And they want more purity in their lives. They want the removal of all those things that could hinder any of that full communion with their mighty sovereign Redeemer. So we can take up this psalm with the delight that David has. Let us do so. Let's stand together and hear this delightful psalm. Psalm 139. This is God's very word, holy, infallible, and inerrant in all its parts. Let us hear and heed. For the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before. You laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. And your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated.